All right, Mike, thanks for doing the net tonight. Yeah, still on power supplies. I have way too many. I got one sitting on an Astron 20 amp that sits on my main workbench. So if I need power there, I've got another 20 amp meter version that sits on my ham tech bench. So I've got one on both benches back to back, basically. In my emergency go kit, my large go kit, I got a 7-amp switching power, or 14-amp switching power in there that runs the radios that are in that mobile station itself. So if I ever have to use the backup emergency operations center out at the fire station 2, Saginaw Township 2, all of the equipment that I need for that's in one box and has its own power supply there. Plus, I got a couple of smaller power supplies, a 5-amp and a 3-amp that have a lighter socket on it. So I've used those for various things where I need to plug something in that has just, you know, one of the lighter sockets on it. So it makes it easy for there for just for small things and that. So picked them up over the years. Last year at Cadillac, when we were leaving later in the day, one guy had another Astron 35M with the meters on it. He had originally like $75 on it, and he said, "Yeah, I'll let it go. What do you want?" And he said, "Well, $40." So that power supply right now in its new version, which is identical, the case changed a little bit. I think they put power poles on the front of it now. Sells for almost $400, and like I said, I bought the same version that I have that I use in the shack all of the time for $40 at Cadillac last year. So couldn't turn that down. That's a good backup if I need it for anything else with a little more power for HF rigs or whatever. And so I got quite a few in different places in the basement here in the shack around the benches. So there's always one handy to grab at least in that. For me, like many, I got a doctor's appointment coming up on Thursday just for checkup thing. And then weekend coming up, we're supposed to have some nice weather on Saturday, at least warmer weather Saturday, Sunday, Monday, but rain coming in, little misty rain tomorrow, and then supposed to be okay on Wednesday, but then Friday, Saturday is supposed to be some heavier showers that are coming in. So we'll wait and see there. The ground's been taking it up okay, so don't see any flooding issues or anything based on what they're reporting. Very kind of light rain at least with it. So well, that guy 73, thanks Mike for doing the net, and we'll talk to you next week, KC at YVF.